We simply want to acknowledge what God has done with them, but also what the Lord wants to do here tonight. They were both called out. They were called out of their religion. They were called out in a sense of their sense of self, their culture, what was most important to them. And while they obviously did not place all of their hope and trust in men, God used people to draw them out. God sent someone to say something to them that they needed to hear. And tonight, that's what they were doing. I know for certain that there is someone in this auditorium who needed to hear from them, because God is calling you out. And you know that it will be costly, that it might cost you your friends, it might cost you your family. One of the ties between Islam and Judaism is a man named Abraham. And God called that man Abraham out from his family, from his friends. Abraham knew that there was a call on his life. God said to Abraham, somehow, while Abraham was still with his family, still worshiping the gods of his family, God said, Abraham, I'm going to make you a blessing. I'm going to make you a universal blessing. He said, your life is going to benefit people, irrespective of ethnicity, irrespective of nationality. You're going to touch people. You're going to make a difference in people's lives. Abraham knew it. And there's someone in this room tonight, you know that God has laid a promise on your heart, told you you're going to bless people, told you you're going to make a difference. And sometimes you look around at the culture that you're a part of or the community that you're a part of, and you say, I was not created for this. I was not created to spend my life getting high and watching reality TV. I was not created to try and make myself happy. I was not created to try and dullen, as we heard earlier, my senses and self-medicate throughout the course of any given day. You know that you were created to change people's lives. You were created to be a blessing in people's lives, but you need to come out. Now, God sent a man to Abraham, and that man very simply offered Abraham a little bit of friendship, a little bit of fellowship. His name was Melchizedek. It basically means a man who was right with God. And he came from a place called Salem. This is a man who was living in peace. He was right with God. And he offered the bread and the wine. Basically, what that means is he offered a word about God's covenant faithfulness. In other words, God makes a promise and he keeps his promise. And he keeps his promise to you. He made a promise to you that your life is going to matter. And he keeps that promise to you by sending his son, Jesus Christ, to die for you. And because Jesus died for you, you don't have to live a life of perpetual death. Not only that, but you can embrace his life and you can touch other lives with the life that you now have. And you can fulfill the promise of God on your life. You can make a difference. God promised Abraham, you are going to have children. And some people in this room, you've been told you are never going to make a difference. Nobody's ever going to come forth from you. Nobody's ever going to be benefited by you. You're never going to leave anything but a trail of death. But God said to you, you're going to leave a legacy of life. Hallelujah. But you have to come out. Melchizedek just offered them friendship, fellowship. He went to Abraham and he said, Abraham, I know you're hearing something from God. Abraham didn't have a church to go to in those days. Abraham didn't have a Bible to read in those days. Abraham needed somebody to come to him with a testimony of living in peace and in righteousness, a person who knew that God was good and that God fulfills his promise. He just needed somebody like what we saw tonight, somebody to come and testify and to say, what you've been hearing in your heart is real. I know the world is telling you it's not real. The world is telling you that there is no hope. The world is telling you to doubt everything, to be cynical. The world is telling you that there's nothing left for you but self-medication and reality TV, and you just got to do that until you die. But you know God has made a promise to you. And he sent his son to be certain that that promise is fulfilled in you. Now all he's asking you to do is come out. He sent these men and women tonight to stand as witnesses to say what you heard when you were young, what you hear even now, that stirring in your heart that says, I was born for more than this, that is real. What you're hearing is God. You're hearing about your future. You're hearing about the fact that you're going to be a blessing to men and women. You're going to make people happy. You're going to save people's lives. You're not just going to kick this habit or that habit. You're going to change the world. There is a call of God upon your life tonight. Let's stand together in the house of the Lord. Now, I know that you're here. I know you're here. Because God is compelling me to meet you where you are. I'm not asking you to put your trust in any man. I'm asking you to hear what God has been saying in your heart. See, the world tells us if you can't see it, if you can't taste it, if you can't touch it, it's not real. And so God has been whispering something into your heart. But the world that you can see and that you can taste and you can touch and you can hear, it's been telling you something contrary to what you've been hearing in your heart. So now we're standing here. People that you can see. People that you can touch. People that can tell you this is real. And we're simply speaking into your heart right now and saying everything that you heard about how valuable you are. About how awesome you are, about how awesome your future is, about how Jesus died to give you new life, how he rose again to be sure that that new life comes to you by his Spirit. You put your faith in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. And you come out of your place. You come out from your father's house and you say, God, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I've sinned against you and I know it. I've tried to go my own way and I know it, but I know now that that's not the way for me. I don't want to die. And I don't want to leave a trail of death wherever I go. I don't want to spend the rest of my life trying to shut out my own thoughts. I was created for something better than this. There is a call on my life. I'm called to glorify God. I'm called to bless the Lord. I'm called to love him. I'm called to make a difference in this world. I'm called to be what I am supposed to be. Hallelujah. God is speaking to you. You feel it in your heart. You know it. You know it. In front of this church, it's yours. It's for you. It's a place where you make a stand and you say, I'm not living this way anymore. I'm coming out. This is God saying to you the way he said to Abraham, come out from your tent. Come out from your father's house. Come out from your old way.
And then he begins to say, look at the stars and look at the sand on the seashore and see the kind of fruit that you will produce. See the kind of changes you're going to make. See the kind of lives you're going to touch. You know what you've been called for. You know what you're supposed to be doing. You know that you've not been called to spend your life watching other people on TV live theirs. And spending the better part of your day trying to self-medicate because you just can't deal with your own thoughts. No, 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 no more. No more. No more. Come out. If God is speaking to you, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, come. Come. Don't hesitate. Don't wait. Come. This is your time. This call is for your life. You know what you're called to. You know you're supposed to change the world. You're supposed to make a difference in people's lives. You know it, you know it. Nobody has to tell you that. I used to walk the streets of this city. Keep coming as I'm speaking. I used to walk the streets of this city, trying to do everything I could to shut off the sound of my own inner voice. But there was something in me that said, you know you're supposed to be doing something with your life. You know there's a call upon your life. You know you're supposed to be making a difference. You're supposed to be reaching out. You're supposed to be a blessing. God spoke to Abraham one day and said to him, you are going to bless people no matter what they look like, no matter what they live, no matter what their color. You're going to bless them no matter what their nationality, no matter what their language. You're going to reach out and you're going to touch men and women. There is a call of God upon your life. Keep coming, my brother and my sister. Keep coming. This is your time. This is your opportunity. God has stopped the world for you. God has stopped heaven and earth for you. This is your time. Don't be ashamed. Don't be afraid, because you're going to look back on this day as the best day of your life, as the beginning of your life, as the day that everything began. This is your time. This is your time. The call of God, you hear it in your heart. You hear it in your heart. You hear it in your heart. Nobody's got to put it there. You know it's there. The world has tried to pull it out, but you know it's there. You know it's there. There's a call of God on your life. A call of God to touch the world, to make a difference. There is no difference between you and me. I heard that call. I came to a place like this, and I've been making a difference ever since. God called me from the streets of New York City, from sleeping in the parks. I know what it is to hear God whisper into my ear. And I'm trying to close my ears and I'm trying to shut out his voice. And he's saying to me over and over, you know that there is something more for you. You know what I called you to. You know who you're supposed to be. You know, and nobody has to tell you. You know it. The enemy has tried to untell you, but you know what God has called you to. You keep coming. You keep coming. You keep coming. You keep coming until God causes you to know without a doubt that through the death of Jesus Christ and through his resurrection, he will fulfill the promise on your life. There is a promise on your life. I know it. I feel 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 it. I know it. You're going to save lives. You're going to touch lives. I have a little daughter. She's only 6 years old. And I would leave my daughter. I would put my little daughter in your hands. That's how serious I am about the call of God on your life. And you have a responsibility to that next generation. You have a responsibility. You have a call. You're going to save men and women's lives. You're going to make a difference because you put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. This is not, it's not enough for God, and it's not enough for you to just get your life right. No, that's just where it begins. You're going to touch lives, no matter who they are, no matter where they've been. You're going to touch men and women's lives.
Praise God. Praise God. Keep coming, my brothers and my sisters. The hand of God is upon you. The hand of God is with you. Hallelujah. Keep coming. I'm going to begin to pray. But you keep coming. You keep coming as God moves on you. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, my brothers and my sisters here, my family here, they are Christians because they came here as an expression of the fact that they have already heard your word and trusted you. Lord, they heard about the fact that you laid your life down on Calvary, that you died so that we wouldn't have to. You took our sins upon yourself. Lord, and they've come with a heart that says, God, have mercy on me and forgive me. I've run this way and that way. But now I'm coming home. Now I'm running to you. Now I'm coming out of the old way. Now I'm coming out of the old religions and the old faith and the old ideas and the old philosophy. Now I'm coming to you, oh God. And so I thank you for these, oh Jesus. Not only because you are saving their lives, but all of the lives that will be touched because of their lives. How many people will be moved? How many people will be made to believe? Lord, how many people will they meet halfway? How many Abrahams will they meet, oh God? Even as tonight we saw men and women stand here and testify to the goodness of God. Lord, how many will these men and women touch as they stand in places like this, testifying to the goodness of God and testifying to the God that heals lives and saves souls. God, we pray your hand of grace upon each one. Your miraculous hand, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Your saving hand, your healing hand, your forgiving hand, oh God, in Jesus' name. Would you take your hand upon each one, oh God, and not only help, not only heal, not only save, not only deliver, but also anoint for this great ministry, for this great cause, that we can go forth as an army, oh God. Hallelujah. And change men and women's lives. To touch this world for Jesus. There is a promise upon each life here. And you caused your son to be that means by which that promise will be fulfilled. Lord, I thank you. That I am numbered among your children. Numbered among these men and women. And given this same call, that we might be a blessing to the nations, that we might help, we might strengthen, we might encourage, but before all things, that we might find ourselves simply worshiping you, loving you and thanking you for everything that you've done for us and everything that you do for us. Lord, we thank you. We love you. We bless you. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen.
Just remain where you are. We're just going to sing a song. And once we just sing, just open your heart. God has opened your heart through what you've heard tonight. And as Pastor William has said, God has come to make a difference. And he makes a clear distinction. You've got to just hand over your sin. He took your sin on a cross 2,000 years ago. And what you need to do, need to know tonight is God has drawn you, brought you to this place now, is that you say, God, forgive me. You give him the sin. You give him the sin. He's already paid the price for your sin. 2,000 years ago, he paid that price. And he longs to say to you tonight, I forgive you, that you're forgiven for everything that you've done up to this point. You can't bury your sin yourself. He took it to a cross for you. And it's a simple transaction. You just say, God, I know I'm that sinner that was Pastor Will had mentioned, others have mentioned, and you say, God, I give you my son in exchange for your life. And if you ask him to forgive you tonight, you will hear, as you heard, God speak to you and say, you're forgiven. And when he comes into your life, he will stay with you. He'll walk with you. You'll know the forgiveness. You'll know the love of God as he comes in. Pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I do acknowledge that I have sinned, and I need you as my Savior. I ask you to forgive me from my sins. Thank you that you nailed them to a cross 2,000 years ago, and I don't have to carry them another day. I give them to you. Lord Jesus, come into my life right now. I do believe you've called me, spoken to me, and now I give you my life, and I receive yours. And I thank you that I am changed right now, not by my works, but by receiving Christ as my Savior. Thank you, Lord, for this new life. In Jesus' name, I give him thanks.